Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition. Well, today, Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast right here live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, with tomorrow's news tonight. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us by going to the Captain's America Third Watch, various ways to do that. We're on Facebook with that group that's there. We're on MeWe with the same group. We're on Gab with the same name group. On Parler, it's just simply the Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Always that you can keep track of us and see what it is that we're doing. All right, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we do have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
And update in the shooting is still 8 people dead. We don't know how many people have been wounded. But the investigation is still going on, and the facility itself is ringed with police officers right now going over all sorts of things, which apparently started in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's going to take a very long time to go through that crime scene, a very long time. So.
All righty. Let's go to the phone line because I believe we've got Elliot in Wesley Chapel on the line. Is that you, Elliot?
You certainly do, Captain. Good morning. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. You know, Denise, I have two quick questions for you here. I'll try to get them in 60 seconds. My first one is, you know, facing Russian forces at their border, Ukraine reaches out to Turkey. Now, what type of assistance are they asking Turkey for? And my second question would be, the state of New York is offering illegals at least $15,000. Some say they heard up to $50,000. Now, the average working illegal immigrant earns at least $36,000 a year in America today. Denise, it seems to me there's not an ounce of civility in the progressive socialist far left. Could you please comment on this? Thank you very much.
All right. Let me make a comment first before you start, Denise. New Jersey has just joined the group, and they want to do that $15,600 to the illegals in New Jersey. So now you got New York and New Jersey, but go ahead.
Well, let's understand that we got our own little stimulus here. Let's not forget that. First we got, what was it, $1,200, and then
yeah,
they were generous enough to give us
$600. Yep.
And then from that, we were supposed to get made up and get $1,400, so we would have a total of $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, putting that in perspective, these two states are you know, with government money,
mm-hmm,
are getting more than we get.
Yep.
So I would think there should be some lawsuits on that. It's truly, truly an outrage. But the other thing for Elliot is, let's also remember that it was the Biden White House that made the declaration that they thought that they may pay people in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. I don't know that they made the distinction if one over the other or all of them, to pay the migrants to stay in their country and not travel to the United States. So not only is the federal government and state governments paying off people, but now it looks like you know they're cool with paying people who don't even live here.
Yeah.
So there ought to be some outrage all over the place.
Yeah.
As far as Russia, I think what reaching out to Turkey, I think they are necessarily doing that to have some other assistance when it comes to the Mediterranean. You know, Russia's got some control over the Black Sea, but they don't have real access to the Mediterranean. So that may be part and parcel of what they're thinking there. Not to say that Russia doesn't already have access to Tartus, which is a military port, a Russian military port on the Mediterranean.
Syria.
I would also say, I'm sorry, yes, thank you. I would also say that I have a buddy that lives in Ukraine. He's been there 6 years, almost seven now. And yesterday, because of the 80,000 troops that Russia has massed on the border, that Ukraine television was putting out public service announcements, as we know them. They may call them the same thing over there, of where bomb shelters are located. So that's how serious things have gotten when it comes to a matter of Russia and Ukraine. Now, it was a couple weeks ago that Biden called Putin the killer.
Right.
And rightly so. I mean, it's not that he wasn't wrong on that one. But the other interesting thing with that is then apparently earlier this week, or was it last week, that Biden said he had a conversation with Putin and suggested a summit.
Yep. Held that thought. When we come back, more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Call her if you want to hold on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, because we're going to come right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do
it. All right, we're going to do it. Frank will be around next hour, so if you want to stick around for that, folks. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, they're back bigger and better than ever, and they'll be back this Saturday and Sunday over at the Mid-Reg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I will be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to about 2, maybe 3 at the latest. So stop by, say howdy, howdy, take a look at all the stuff they have there. And, of course, with the executive orders with what's going on with the magazines and whatnot, you might want to take advantage of some different things that they have there. So that's all I can tell you. Now, in the meantime, back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning.
Good morning.
And we've got a caller on the line. It's Mel from Saratoga Springs, and good morning to you, Mel.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise.
Hey, Mel.
Hi. Good morning. I have a question in regards to what this government is doing against the citizens of the United States by giving our tax dollars away to South American countries and the illegal aliens that are coming from those countries and invading us in the United States. Is this not pages out of the Solomonsky rule for radicals? And pages out of the Power and Pivot rule book there. I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, is it not obvious? Or anyway, yes, that was my question.
All right,
for you, Denise and Captain. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mel. And go ahead, Denise.
Well, it's not a new. I mean, it is certainly a strategy. It's been a mission of, you know, the communists to do this kind of thing. What they want to do is cause a gap in between the welfare system, the welfare law and practice that would bring a collapse. So Yeah, but let's also remember, it's not just about giving the money to, you know, foreigners, illegals or migrants. Remember, you know, these cities, I think you've got a handful of them in California that are giving a monthly stipend to people. I think it's $500 a month or mm-hmm. whatever it may be, close to that.
Yep.
So we're paying people and we're for nothing. They're also doing the same thing with those that are in prison. They get paid. Remember, some of them have got their $1,400 check, including Joe Carzar and IF, the Boston bomber.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a very twisted system here. Cloward Piven is, you know, you kind of overwhelm the system. You create a crisis, and then you stay with it for political reasons.
Right.
That's where we are.
Yep, they have 13 rules, and they're using all 13 of them. And by the way, 14 and how we defeat it is the left will try to divide us, all of us, Republican, conservative, libertarian, whatever. And there's enough Democrats to criticize all of us. No need to go after just one individual group. But we need to understand that right now, right here, today, we need to make a commitment that we are going to get started and do something about these local elections. It all starts at the local level and works its way up. And folks...
We've got a corporate problem here, too, because some very large corporations also get subsidies, and I would argue mm-hmm. that they shouldn't. They shouldn't at all.
Of course not.
And then you have others. You know, I heard one of the good guys last night was talking on Tucker, Ned Runyon, talking about the fact that Google makes political contributions to Republicans and conservatives, and he feels like they shouldn't take it. Well, yes, they do,
mm-hmm.
and maybe in some cases they shouldn't. But I also stand too that, let's say, I don't know if Jim Jordan takes any money from campaign contributions from Google, but let's say that he quit and said, "I don't want your money." What would Google do to the search engine results on Jim Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
You'd only return the bad stuff, right?
Yeah.
On the search engine results.
Yep.
Or the same thing with the Freedom Caucus.
Now, the other thing go ahead.
You got big corporations, big tech that are doing all these things for political reasons as well.
The other thing is we need to take back control of our school system. And boy, if you're going to run for something locally, we need to get the right people in the school board races. And we got another caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Jimmy's from Lakeland, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Third Watch. I read recently that up in New York and several other states, that May 1st is going to be the new deadline for them being able to, you know, they're not paying their rent and they're not allowing to kick them out. Well, it's going to stop May 1st. Do you think they're going to expand that and give them another date? Or do you think you're just going to have a pile of people that are out on the street?
All right, we'll answer that for you now. Denise, I believe that the date was extended because the federal date is way out into September right now, I think.
Yeah, it's a state-by-state situation, mm-hmm. and I believe that they will probably give some leeway in some states. I don't know about Georgia, because remember, Georgia is now completely open, according to Governor Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know, and I think some of these landlords, whether in private or residential or commercial properties, have somewhat been compensated, too, by the PPP program. So
yes.
I don't know that it will be extended, but I don't want to give bad information. So
yeah.
I would check with the governor's office.
Because Kyle and I talked about California. That was another one that extended their deadline, California for sure. All right, well, obviously we have plenty of stuff going on here. I don't really understand, and maybe you can help us out with the listeners, because we did have a couple questions in the first hour. President Joe Biden announced unilateral sanctions on Russia, booted out 11 more of their diplomats for election interference and hacking.
The hacking came from the SolarWinds program. So apparently there has been some kind of attribution, validation, that SolarWinds goes back to SVR, otherwise known as the military hacking unit, cyber unit in Moscow or Russia. Biden calls to have some kind of a summit with Putin in a third country, in a third location. And Russia has not given him an answer. They said they would study it. I would also say, speaking of that, let's not forget what media did and all of the commies out there did to Trump at the in 2020 when they accused Trump of not confronting Putin over the Russian bounties on U.S. forces.
That's right.
In Afghanistan.
Yep.
Well, as it turns out, as of yesterday, the intelligence people that are working for Biden actually came out and said, essentially, it was very low information. Essentially, it was a false story that was planted.
Correct.
So there was apparently some a chatter or a conversation that they heard with among one or two detainees. Now, where these detainees were or are, I don't know. They could have been Taliban detainees in Afghanistan. But it turns out yet another planted story, a concocted story that went out to media to attack Trump. And Trump kept saying it was fake news because they were challenging Trump for not confronting Putin on this. Well, there was nothing to confront because it's fake.
Well, I can tell Joe Biden how to solve the border crisis. You ready?
Okay.
Be more like Donald Trump was. Go back to his policies.
Well, I don't know if you caught Daryl Issa yesterday.
I did.
He said that the Biden administration is telling a lie as big as Iran-Contra. And that the Biden administration says that they have agreements between a couple of these countries to increase their military forces and their border security, and that they've gotten, some kind of agreement or concession. And as it turns out, both countries have said, no, we don't.
Yeah.
So apparently there's a big lie being concocted there, too.
Yep, and then you got Chris Christie still going after Joe Biden. So we will let you go. Talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day in the mountaintop.
There, you too.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and we will be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how. We've got the Military and Veterans News segment coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The body cam footage of police shooting a 13-year-old boy in Chicago has been released. So far, protests in Chicago have been mostly peaceful. The attorney for Adam Toledo's family, Adina Weiss-Ortiz, said the 13-year-old dropped the gun when police told him to do so. Police footage showed both hands in the air.
If you're shooting an unarmed child with his hands in the air, it is an assassination.
Chicago's mayor said the city is awash with illegal guns. Several Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee's Jerry Nadler, have unveiled a proposal to expand the Supreme Court to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't support the proposal and has no plans to bring it to a vote. Republicans say the move is a power grab. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy with their two locations. All you got to do is give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, before I get started about the National Aviation Academy, I'd like to wish one of our friends, one of the good guys in radio, all the best. He's going in for some hernia surgery today, and that would be Mike Gallagher, my neighbor around the corner here, whose studio is right out behind off my right shoulder, about 25, 30 feet away. So good luck to you there, Mr. Mike, and I know you'll be back next week just as good as normal. So there you go. Looking forward to seeing his smiling face around the building again. Okay, so two locations for the National Aviation Academy. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one happens to be right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Now, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of whichever one of those two facilities that you want to do. And you will be glad you did, because you'll be able to talk probably to a student or two, a teacher or two, and then talk to the financial people. And if you're a veteran, of course, your GI Bill will kick in. But if you're a civilian, then you're going to want to know about the student loans that are available, and they definitely can help you out with those, too. So there you go. Now, President Biden said that the withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Afghanistan will begin at the start of May and finish before September 11th, but vowed leaders will remain focused on the U.S. and security as they end the nearly 20-year-old conflict. Now, that's another way of saying, well, if things go south, we'll stick around a little bit longer. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Now, after two decades, they have the end date, of course, of America's longest war. But it took the White House a while to pull their rank on the military to get this done. Because if you remember right, the military was talking about keeping a force behind, which I do agree with in some sort. But the force doesn't have to necessarily be in Afghanistan. It could be in, it could be on board an aircraft carrier as part of the lily pad strategy. Or maybe it could be in a friendly country not very far away. One of the other stands where we're in right now. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, the Secretary of Defense has hinted at lingering U.S. involvement in Afghanistan after the withdrawal. He said that the support to that country's military is going to continue with advisors. So I guess that means we're going to have advisors on the ground still with the Afghan military training them. I guess that's what that means. Now, President Biden's decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan by September 11th has been met with not only relief, but also anguish, frustration, and regret amongst those who once served there. So it's a mixed bag as to what's going on. And we'll see how this all plays out. By the way, officials at Fort Jackson in South Carolina are currently investigating the circumstances surrounding a viral video shared online showing a white man aggressively pursuing a black man walking through a neighborhood. We don't know what that's all about, but they are, in fact, checking to see if that's got something to do with the base. Now, a drone attack targeted U.S.-led coalition forces near the northern Iraq airport Wednesday, the Kurdish region's interior ministry and coalition officials said. Also, a section of the Army's largest training base in Europe was closed off this week after World War II-era rifle grenades were discovered by workers digging in a ditch near a building. They're lucky he didn't touch some of them off. And the military's already slow rollout of the coronavirus vaccine in Europe looked likely to stall again Wednesday after the Pentagon suspended use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine amidst the reports that it may cause some rare blood clots. The United States has also canceled the deployment of two warships to the Black Sea. Turkey said that it was over concerns of a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders. Plus, Russia said that they were going to blockade the way into the Black Sea so that the ships couldn't go there. Nobody in, nobody out. Now, we'll see how that plays out, because that may not last very long because of the commerce and the ships that are delivering other things in the area. So we'll see how all that works. By the way, China is aiming to weaponize space China is working to weaponize space with an array of capabilities intended to target the U.S. and allied satellites as part of an ambitious plan to displace the U.S. in space. Now, some of this they got from information they stole in a cyber attack, and they've been working on it. The U.S. intelligence community warned of its new global risk assessment report that China was moving out in space. By the way, the U.S. is focusing more on big power rivals, but the move could blunt Washington's human rights message as they're keeping their eyes wide open on China and Russia. And the stealthy F-35 jet may not complete its most critical stage of combat testing until about September 2022. That's not good. The latest in a series of delays that set America's most expensive weapons program back by years. Pentagon officials were told that a month ago. Now, new legislation before Congress would require military leaders to eliminate the so-called pink tax by ensuring women receive uniform allowances more in line with what the men receive. Their uniforms cost just as much money as the men's do. Jill Hurlby, by the way, an engineer with decades of nuclear experience, has been selected by President Joe Biden to lead the National Nuclear Security Administration. So there you have the rest of the story. All right, and let's go to the telephone lines. Good morning. Who's this, Eric?
No, this is John in Inglewood, Colorado, Captain.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked, but I had a couple of quick questions for you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, my questions were, on the rental thing, I rent, like, in Colorado. Have you heard anything about that, whether they've extended the thing up here on evictions or anything? And then my second question is, what are the chances of us going to war with China? Because from what I've been hearing, I listen to this station 24/7, and you all the time and everything, but from what I've been hearing and everything, that it would be a real bloody war if we did go to war with China. They have more ships than we do.
Yeah.
Although our technology is a little more advanced, you know, than theirs. But, you know, like, what would, you know, what are the chances of that? Anyway, if you could comment on that, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Joe, and take care up there in Colorado. Okay. First of all, they do have more ships than we do, China. And they do have more weapons than we do, China. And they're building more ships. And by the way, they get an aircraft carrier done about as half as much time. Well, more than that, about a third as much time as what it takes us to do it. But the fact of the matter is, I do not believe that we'll be going to war with China, because somehow or another, Russia's going to play into this. Russia doesn't want to see the Chinese and the United States going to anything. I can't quite put my finger on where Russia comes into this, but everybody lately's being buddy-buddy, palsy-walsy, and I don't know about the Colorado situation, but I'll see if I can check on that for you when it comes to the rental places. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Don't forget, Relief Factor is a product that I take. Been taking it for about 5.5 years. And I take it because of what it does for me. Number one, it's 100% drug-free. Got me off some heavy-duty stuff that I was having to take for the problems I was having. But it comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And that product all by itself will help the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of my problem. It'll even go right straight to the source to lower or eliminate the pain that you're in, which is another problem I have. And it's 100% drug-free, which is great. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. And don't forget, it also supports the healthy joints and muscles in the body and helps you to recover from whatever problems you're having. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. I used the product, and I will continue to use it until the day I die because it works. It works. Now, you can go to the website. They gave me relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the three-week quick start, $19.95. You get rid of any kind of pain that you got. And if not, you're only out $20. But give it 3 weeks, see what it does, and away you go. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. We were talking off the air about this horrible situation at the FedEx center in Indianapolis, which happens to be the second largest FedEx center in the country. I was there a number of years ago, and it's right there, Chris, right along the interstate on the the northwestern end of the airport. Right there on your state 70 and 465 come together. And I mean, you could throw a rock driving by and hit the building.
Yeah. Again, you wake up in the morning and you hear stories like this and, mm-hmm. you know, you're just like, you know, you never know, at any point in time. We don't have any information on this, but, no. Kind of reminds you that, you know, how precious life is and how it can be extinguished, so quickly. And in this case, you know, for no good reason. So, you know, hopefully, again, you pray for the victims in this situation and the families of these victims of another just, you know, unspeakable, ridiculous tragedy.
Yeah, and all I know is that this started about 11 o'clock local time, which would have been midnight my time. I think they're in the central time zone there. But anyway, it started about 11 o'clock last night. Apparently an argument of some sort ensued in the parking lot, and the shooter went to his car, opened up his trunk, grabbed what was described as a long gun, and started shooting shortly thereafterwards, and it found its way into the building. 8 people we know are dead. He killed himself. We don't know how many people have been wounded, but just a terrible, awful incident.
I'm trying to get as much information as I can, and, you know, hearing, you know, in regards to the type of weapon, you know, it seems to me if the amount of people that have actually gotten shot with this, I don't know, it's got to be almost like a semi-automatic type of a situation, I would assume. It's terrible. I just see you get sick to your stomach. These tragedies, one after the other. You get that woman out in California. I mean, it never stops.
Yeah. Well, again, that's all I know, so I can't say anything other than until I find out more. All right, let's talk about this. House Democrats yesterday approved legislation that they say will help because it's the equal pay bill that passed the House and faces really bad odds in the Senate. The Senate says they don't want it. The Republicans saying we don't want it.
I think a lot of things that are going up to Congress right now. I mean, obviously you get some of the news sites out there like Drudge Report that bring a bunch of stories together, and they like to put red headings on some of them. But you got to dig a little bit deeper. There was stories yesterday about packing the Supreme Court and, you know, reparations and all of these things. I think many of these things are going to be floated, but I highly, highly doubt that they even get brought up for a vote. Especially when you've got people, even, you know, like Nancy Pelosi skeptical of these things and Joe Biden saying that this is just out of the question. I think that they're floating a lot of things right now, and I think that this is what many members of Congress do to get their picture in the paper, but many of these bills have no chance of getting passed.
Well, what you're saying is true. They're throwing as much stuff as they can up against the wall to see what's going to stick, if anything. Now, we had a really good day yesterday, and Wall Street notched more milestones yesterday as another market rally ensued. The Dow crested 34,000 on what seems to be more proof that the economy is recovering. What do you think?
The economy is recovering. Still got a long way to go, but it is recovering. It's going to be curious to see. Plus, there's a lot of money floating around out there too, Matt. Let's be honest. Okay, economy took a big hit. You know, we have 10 million less people working today than we did. A lot of this is fueled on debt right now and government spending. So that's a big part of all this, and I think everybody really needs to understand that. You know, we are we've been pretty astute over the years in dealing with market corrections and crashes. And they'll happen. I mean, and there's going to be sell-offs. This is not going to go on forever and ever and ever. And you got to be aware out there that, you know, that there is a volcano. And, you know, when debt piles up, you know, certain things can happen. You got to make sure that you own high quality companies. So when sell-offs and, you know, the market takes a turn to the downside, you don't freak out. You know, you own quality, and you're able to, actually invest at a lower level again. One of the things that people do is that they get all hyped up when the markets are going through the roof. When our markets are going through the roof, I'm more nervous than I am when markets go down.
Are you on Spotify with your podcast?
I'm not sure. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am, and here's something that's going to help anybody that's on Spotify. Spotify yesterday released its car thing device for drivers, and it's absolutely free. It's called the Car Thing Gadget, and Spotify released it for free.
What does it do? I don't know what it is.
It's an adapter for your car, so that just like you don't, because Spotify's not on a lot of these satellite radios and whatnot. It gives you the ability to be able to play it just by putting it into your little plug there, your little computer thing, and then boom.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, yeah, a lot of the modern cars now, they have Apple CarPlay, and you know, Spotify, I think it's an app you could probably, or Apple, I want to say it's CarPlay, and then you have the app, and sometimes you can run them that way via it. I guess, you know, again, all of this technology in these cars, it's pretty extraordinary.
Now, after the union votes that they had at Amazon, which went down in flames by about 2-1, Jeff Bezos vows to do better for his Amazon workers by giving them a little bit more money and a few more benefits.
Well, again, it's, you know, you want to keep your employees. That's what you're going to have to do. That's just kind of par for the course. You know, people will end up leaving. It's smart employers and good business people pay. I learned this way back when I first started working. You pay good staff properly. You take care of them. They're going to take care of you. That's just how it works.
And U.S. jobless claims yesterday plunged to 576,000. That was the lowest since the pandemic started. So maybe that's a sign of good things to come, too.
That's initial claims. But you got people got to understand. It's also they judged based on the amount of people that are out looking for work and the people that are actually, you know, how many people are in the workforce and how many people have just left the workforce and just not getting back in. A lot of businesses out there had a real difficult time right now finding workers. That is a reality.
Now, we talked about Bernie Madoff yesterday and the fact that he passed away at age 82. And we brought up the fact about the wife with the $3.8 million home. Remember?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
She was allowed to keep the home, which at the time was only worth a little bit more than $2 million with her personal belongings that she had, plus some money she had so that she could coexist and whatnot. But apparently, because the home is worth more money now and whatnot, it's currently valued at $3.8 million. So when we said that, people went, oh, my God, she got free, because I had comments all day long. Oh, my God, she got $4 million. We want, you know, her people need to get that money and all that. Well, that's how that worked out.
Well, no, I, you know, this is part of the arrangement when I think she had, I mean, they, I think they had over $800 million.
Yes.
They recouped all of that. I think she's living with her family.
Yes.
I don't know what you know, what she did know. I know is, you know, her husband did some horrible things to some people.
Yep.
And, they're still trying to recoup the money.
Yep. Okay. Well, you have yourself a great day and we'll talk to you on Monday morning. So stay out of trouble this weekend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Catch his program on many of these same stations all across the country this weekend. Watchdog at WallStreet.com is how to find him, and I'll be right back with Frank Solvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.